Since we're the Thursday night before Purim, I'd like to speak a little on the topic of Purim. The Amid we're learning actually talks about Big Day Kahuna and Me'ila, and you know Achashverosh was Mayil in the Big Day Kahuna, but I couldn't find the Shtickle Torah on it to say, so I had to default to a more non-Daf Nun Daled topic. There's a side that's both in the Chassidish source and Chassidus HaTzadik, which I have here, and at greater length in Litvish source in the Chachmul Musa of the Alta of Kelm. And I'd like to share with you this machshava regarding Purim. What he brings here in the Chachmul Musa is the side in the Melchama of Amalek and Klal Yisrael, that the Melchama of Amalek is always, of course, to destroy Klal Yisrael, but to do so by dragging down the honor of Klal Yisrael, by being dragging down the covet of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, all the nations of the world saw it as an incredible thing that happened. And we know Amalek only attacked, they had no hopes of winning the battle. They attacked to cool off the whole world. The whole world spoke about the Jews, and they said they're not so great, and it's possible to attack them. And that was the Avodah of Amalek. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He went to the top of the mountain. He lifted up his hands. There's no other Melchama in anywhere. Moshe Rabbeinu had other Melchamas, the Sichin and Oig, and he never went to a mountain and lifted up his hands. But the idea was L'raimim, the covet of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should take pride in that the Ribbono Shel Olam fights the Melchamis, and that was the idea of the Melchama between Amalek and Klal Yisrael. That was the site of the battle. What takes place in the Megillah between Haman and Mordechai is exactly the same thing. Haman insists that everybody bow down to him, and as regards Klal Yisrael, that the Jews should bow down to him. It was a yerida in the covet of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should be mechnia themselves. Mordechai, le'yichrev le'yishtachvev, Mordechai shita is that Klal Yisrael should have a pride and not bow down. He says that was the whole melchama between the Yidden of that door and Mordechai during that period of time that Haman threatened to destroy Klal Yisrael was this melchama. The Yidden said to Mordechai, "You're wrong. This is a time we're in Galus, we're in a foreign country, and it's time to be mechniyah. There are times that you don't stand up and show your face. You mechniyah yourself." So if he says you have to bow, and Tosis explains there was no iser, Avodah Zarah, to bow to a human being, so we're allowed to bow. And Mordechai argued with them. Mordechai said, "No, when you're mechama with Amalek, it's a time that Klal Yisrael has to have pride." If you look in the Megillah, it says that Mordechai didn't bow down to Haman a couple of times. First, in Perek Gimel, when the whole episode starts, it says, "Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachave." Haman walked down the block, and Mordechai didn't bow. Everyone was busy bowing to him, and he didn't bow down to him. In Perek Hay, when it gets already a little more serious, the whole business, it says, "Mordechai lo kom v'lo yizah." That means that Mordechai insisted that we have to insist on our covet. Not only he didn't layichrev layishtachave, he dug in like kom v'layza when he walked down the block. So he made like he didn't notice anything, and that was the battle between the yidden of the dar. The Gemara says that they blame Mordechai for everything that took place. And one of the mysteries in the Megillah that the number of mafarshim talk about is that the whole Megillah is a series of events that saves Klal Yisrael. The one event that doesn't really fit is when in the middle of the night, Ahasuerus can't sleep, and they read him a story, and then he has Mordechai sit on a horse, and Haman leads him through town. That episode, as interesting as it is, it doesn't seem to contribute to the Yeshua, because what happens is, as soon as he finishes riding the horse, it says, "Ha Mordechai was shav al sake vel tanisai." It didn't change the gzeira. It didn't change anything. In the puzzle of the Megillah, that particular episode, it's not clear where that fits into the puzzle of the Megillah. And the Gra in his Pirish asked the Kasha, a number of the Gedalei Mefarshim asked this Kasha. The Mahalach of the Chochma Musar is the whole battle was that Klal Yisrael said it's a time to be Machnia. And Mordechai said, no, it's a time to stand for Kavod Klal Yisrael. And this was their fight, and it was a real fight, because the people said Mordechai is putting Klal Yisrael in danger. They weren't Rishoim, they were Lechiyin. They said Mordechai is putting Klal Yisrael in danger. He insists on his Shita. And Mordechai insisted on his Shita. What changed? What changed is that one night, they go to sleep at night. It's only a few days, the whole Gezerah. And they're talking about they have to get Mordechai to change. You talk about politics, you know, everybody, they were Talmid HaChadon, they were saying Mordechai doesn't know what he's talking about. He has a wrong Shita. So that's what they're talking about. They talk about it by Milchan, by Ma'ariv, they go to sleep. And they wake up in the morning and they hear a tumult in the street. And they go outside. And you have to realize the people of that generation didn't read the Megillah. It wasn't written yet. They don't understand what's going on. They walk outside, and Haman is leading a horse, and Mordechai is sitting on it with the king's clothing and the king's crown, and he's going through town. They didn't know what hit them. They didn't know what happened. Why did this happen? But one thing they knew, that Mordechai was right. The whole fight was the Yidden said that we're in Golus, and Amalek is in power, and we have to be machni ourselves. And Mordechai said, no, we have to have a shtolz, we have to have a pride. And somehow, something happened, and Mordechai's sitting on a horse with big day malchus, and Haman's leading him. It changed Klal Yisrael. The Yidden said, I don't get it. What's going on here? I don't know what's going on. They didn't know what was happening. How are they supposed to know what happened? Nobody knew what happened. It happened at midnight. They can't fall asleep. And Haman tells Haman, Kaches Salavush Vesasus. Haman didn't go advertising. They didn't know what hit them. And suddenly they saw that Mordechai was correct. And then when Mordechai says, fast 3 days, they fast. Because now they see that Mordechai is right. So that episode is the whole turning point, not Legabi Haman, not Legabi Achashverosh, but Legabi Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael understood Mordechai Shita of standing up in a pride in a kayach against Haman, against Amalek. What? Whatever, they had their attitude changed, however it was. Now this is what more or less the Chochma Musa says, with a little of Grada. It's interesting. He writes that we have a Hamintash. So he writes, I assume he means this jokingly, but he says Hamintash is that Haman in Tash. He writes that you have to have Hamintash means a pocket. Haman in Tash, the whole idea of Hamintash is that you have to have Haman like, you know, you put him like they say, you know, you say in Bordarain, you know, like Haman in Tash means to belittle the level of Haman, and that was the pride of Mordechai. Rav Tzadik writes, now this is basically the Chochma Musar, maybe a little embellished, but basically that's what he says. Rav Tzadik's style in general is to say things that are a little wild. But the aside is true, and he gets everybody's attention by saying it. what he says here is the kasha is a very good kasha. We know the story of Bitsa V'Seresh was the Hagadama of the Refuah before the Makkah. The story of Bitsa V'Seresh happened earlier. It happened before Haman showed up on the scene. And Mordechai saved Achashverosh's life, and it was written in the Sefer HaZechronos, and it was all ready for the Yeshua. So Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magdim the Refuah L'Makkah. What happened to Bitsa V'Seresh? What happened at that moment? Mordechai is married to Esther, and through a series of events, Esther is now in the house of Achashverosh, which for Mordechai was terrible. It was a tragedy. His wife is by Achashverosh. The Gemara says, Yeshevas b'cheikah shel Achashverosh, v'tevelas v'aylechas Yeshevas b'cheikah shel Mordechai. She snuck out to be with Mordechai also. And it was a terrible thing. Then Mordechai hears that Bitsa V'Seresh want to kill Achashverosh. So Rav Tzadik says, "Bemis Tamua, lo magila Mordechai. Why is Mordechai revealing it? Tov Yaisesh Yeharik Achashverosh v'tinos el Esther. He doesn't have to kill Achashverosh. He just can be quiet. And Bitsa V'Seresh are going to kill Achashverosh, and Esther will be saved. And not only that, he says, Achashverosh is chayev misa. He was ba'il and eishes ish, but noyach even b'shoygeg is chayev misa. Why did he save him?" So the question of why he saved him, I think there are a number of mafarshim who ask, but no one says what Reb Tzadik says. Reb Tzadik says the melchama against Amalek, what he calls tovas ayin, is to have a positive. Reb Sichas Musa calls a shtolz. He calls a more of a positive attitude towards things. He says that Mordechai understood the melchama is to be a Tovayin. To be a Tovayin, to be an optimistic, generous, kind. He said, "I'll be more matzliach if I practice Tovayin. So I'll be a Tovayin to Achashverosh, who I hate, and I'll save his life. And with that atzalah, my practicing this midah will be ultimately a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael." See, he says, it's Mabla Rang. His wife is taken by Achashverosh. I mean, I don't know how he explained this to his wife, right? His wife's taken by Achashverosh, and then he goes and he saves Achashverosh's life. Like Esther said, "What'd you do?" So he says, "Yeah, he told me I'm practicing my midas, my Musa Seder for me. I practice my midas to be a Tovayin. I want to be a Tovayin. The best is to be a Tovayin to your Sinai," he says. So the second Sarasayin Ishtadl Batsalosai. Loyme Elite Sarasayin Hakam Shu Rasha. He says that the Gemara says Hashem is Magdim the Rafua Tanamaka. So Pshat is the story of Bitsa V'Seresh was Nasefa Zechrinus. He says, no. The Pshat is the Rafua was the Tovas Ayin of Mordechai, that Midah, which ultimately was Aimid Keneged the Tzorayin of Haman. Haman, one person doesn't bow to him and he can't take it. Anyway, what comes out from all this is basically this idea that Purim is a time of a shtolz, of a pride, of a tevis ayin, of a positive, optimistic attitude in Avodas Hashem. And that's the way it stays, l'dayris. So when Purim comes, there's that type of feeling. And it's important that we try to attach ourselves to that type of a ruach, which is the ruach of Purim. Next week, as opposed to normally we have only one night mishmar, there will also be a coming together on Monday night in my home on the covered Purim, and everybody is required to attend, and it's Hashem, we hope to be mesameach, to attach ourselves to the simcha of Purim, the joy of Purim, and the joy of the pride, Vayakashiyar Moshe V'Gavah Yisrael, means that when you're uplifted, V'Gavah Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael has a Gevura and has a Kayach. Now, good Shabbos, a Freilich Purim to everybody.